And now this is a dictation for Jack, J-A-C-K, Salisbury, S-A-L-S-B-U-R-Y, January 1947. Addresses a letter to Dr. Drory, D-R-O-R-Y, 629 A145. Dear Dr. Drory, follow up for Mr. Salisbury, nephrotic syndrome, secondary to biopsy proving minimal change nephropathy. Last visit in December. No hospital emergency room visit, doing salt fluid restriction. Weight is down from 263 to 240. Edema improved. Foaminess of the urine is resolved. Some nocturia. Constipation or bleeding. Sleeping a chair because of comfortable back pain, not from orthopnea. So cardiology, Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Everything is stable today. Review system done. At home, blood pressure 110s, 130s over 60s and 70s. At home, way down to 229 today. Medication review with patient and wife. I will highlight the prednisone, although the dose that he's doing is different than we advise. Presently, 20 milligrams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Remains on omeprazole, Bactrim, Lasix also 3 days a week. Today blood pressure 107/69, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, obesity, no ascites, minimal edema. Very pleasant, decrease here in normal speech, some memory issues. Next paragraph, chemistry from February. Creatinine improved to 1.23 from as high as 1.67. 24-hour urine collection, 560 milligrams. Prior protein creatinine ratio, 16. Stable anemia. Normal potassium acid base, albumin improved to 3.5, normal calcium phosphorus, next paragraph, assessment and plan, minimal change nephropathy, biopsy proving with symptomatic nephrotic syndrome, responding very well to prednisone, is being challenging. For him to follow advice of medications in any regards is definitely improving. Complete response as expected for this condition. We will go by his present dose of prednisone for 2 more weeks, decrease to 10 other 2 more weeks. All these Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and after that, discontinue. A month later, new 24-hour urine collection will be done. Once he's off the prednisone, there is no need for Prilosec or Bactrim. Continue management of his other medical issues and other medications. Overall, he has tolerated steroids. There were some exacerbation of glucose, 300, 400, short-lived. No other issues. Patient and wife understand this potentially recurring disease. And that happens once he is off the steroids. Continue to follow. Written instructions given to the patient and family. End of dictation.